Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Goeiemôre, Adam Gilchrist. I talk to you in my mother tongue of Afrikaans. I'm inspired to speak Afrikaans. I'll say to you, goeiemôre, Adam Gilchrist.
Morning. Along those lines, am I right?
No, you're almost there. You're almost there. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start in Italy. Devastating floods have washed through towns. It has left towns and villages underwater in Italy. Very distressing.
Yeah, in this Emilia-Romagna region. So we're sort of just north of Bologna, not far from Verona, that sort of central up there kind of area. And it's, of course, inevitably heavy rain that's caused it. The heavy rain coming then down from the hills and the mountains. And, oh boy, hitting 13,000 people have had to be evacuated from towns. 13 people, you know, have lost their lives so far. Any number of people have had to be rescued from roofs by helicopters. 14 rivers have burst their banks. 23 towns are underwater. These are all the numbers. I mean, the fact is, the emotional side of it is devastation. In fact, the mayor of the town of Ravenna says his city is unrecognizable. The mayor of another town, Forlì, Gianluca Zattini, said his city is, quote, on its knees, devastated and in pain. We know that, for instance, the Imola Grand Prix has had to be cancelled for this weekend. That's the least of people's worries, frankly. The motor race isn't going on. And the rain might have eased a little bit, but still floods, mudslides, all those things, the risk of those continues. Mm.
And then to the US we go now, from congressional hearings to debates and mudslinging over the use of the social media app TikTok. In fact, one US state, Montana, has become the first American state to ban the use of TikTok.
Yes, it's a very sort of traditional, conservative with a small c, Republican kind of state, very sparse. Maybe this is just a kind of litmus test, really, for the rest of the world about banning TikTok. It's over security concerns. It's over the data concerns of what TikTok might do to its Chinese paymasters. Not necessarily with proof. This is about suspicion. This is about unease. But the fact is, Montana has passed a bill that bans TikTok on personal mobile devices. Although, if you've already got it, it doesn't ban you then from using it. So the good people of Montana could, of course, nip across the border to an Idaho or a North Dakota or wherever. Mm. Mind you, we're talking big distances, but still they could nip across the border in theory and load it somewhere else. I love the fact that TikTok itself says, you know, it's an outrage. It's not fair. They are flouting the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And there are hundreds of thousands of TikTok users in Montana. Montana's state population total is 1 million. I can't imagine there are hundreds of thousands of good I mean, you think of a person in Montana in the cowboy outfit on a horse or shooting something. You don't generally think of them TikToking and passing a video around the world. But maybe that's a prejudice on my part.
There must be some bison farmer with a bison TikTok account. And then finally, the Wizard of Oz arrest, a man accused of stealing ruby slippers.
Yeah, U.S. prosecutors have charged this guy, 76-year-old Terry Martin, charged with the theft of a major artwork because he stole the famous ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland's character Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz in 1939. So, I mean, oh boy. But the fact that the shoes were nicked from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, where she came from in Minnesota, in August 2005. It's taken them some time to get around to finding the guy. I believe they got the slippers back already, valued at $3.5 million. Although there are also four pairs of them, because the moment you say, oh, these are the ruby slippers that were stolen, somebody else will say, oh, I saw those. Yes, you probably did, because there were four pairs of them used in the film. The FBI has been investigating. I mean, the FBI on ruby slippers. Now, I'd like to say that Terry Martin had spirited away to Kansas on the back of a tornado. Actually, he was found in his own house in Grand Rapids by police. In other words, Lester, altogether now, there's no place like home.
I was about to say,
There's no place like home.
Just click your heels and say, there's no place like home. Adam Gilchrist, enjoy your weekend. Looking forward to next week. Have a good one, sir.